Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week we continue in the Gospel of Luke. Let's read from Luke 9, 1 to 9. When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no money, no bread, no extra shirt. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town. If people do not welcome you, leave their town and shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and healing people everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead, others that Elijah had appeared, others that one of the prophets of long ago had come back to life. But Herod said, I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about? And he tried to see him. Today's lesson, Jesus stretches us as he calls us to do more than we can, so we can learn to rely on Jesus more than we currently do. Let's say that again. Jesus stretches us as he calls us to do more than we can, so we learn to rely on Jesus more than we currently do. Jesus calls his disciples to do more than they possibly can in their natural selves. They are not qualified for this. Later on, for example, in this chapter, we will hear them arguing as to who is the greatest. And he's calling these kind of people to be his ambassadors. There's no way they can drive out demons and cure diseases and proclaim the kingdom of God unless they receive Jesus' power and authority. Paul says something very similar about his own utter dependence upon God for the success of his ministry. In 2 Corinthians 3, 4 to 6, we read this, such confidence we have through Christ before God. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God, who has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. He's talking about the ministry of the Spirit and how through the gospel, people are born again and brought into the kingdom of God, and how this is impossible for anybody to do in their natural selves. He's not confident in himself. He's not competent in himself. He knows his competence and confidence comes from God by the Spirit who can raise the dead. And he calls incompetent people and makes them competent by his Spirit. He calls unqualified people to do far more than they can do so that they learn to put their faith in him. The reason why they have to go on this mission with minimal resources, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra shirt, was so that they would be forced to put their faith in him in a new way. And that we, as readers, would be inspired to see that even if we have minimal resources and minimal ability, we can also go on mission for Jesus where we are or somewhere else as he leads. In essence, all of us are called to keep doing the mission as outlined here. We're to go out in Jesus' authority and power to deliver people and help them to come into the kingdom of God through the gospel. Like them, our success and willingness to get involved depends upon our faith in him. If we believe that he is still able to make the weak people effective. So in response, Jesus stretches us as he calls us to do more than we can, so that we learn to rely on Jesus more than we currently do. You and I are commissioned for his mission of mercy. We continue to be his ambassadors. He gives us his authority and power. So let's get involved in any way that he leads. God bless you.